From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jane Matherglass. Missouri Governor Mike Parsons says it's premature to be discussing the impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump before hearings are conducted, calling it a lot of political hype. Parsons said today during the Missouri Press Association meeting in Kansas City that the training he received while serving in the Army was that the commander-in-chief is the military's highest-ranking officer. He said he believes to an extent that personal opinion of the president is not as important as the fact that he is still the president. The inquiry stems from allegations that Trump repeatedly urged Ukraine's president to look into Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. Parsons became governor after former Governor Eric Greitens resigned in the face of a potential impeachment. Parsons says the process for changing leaders is elections. Health officials in eastern Missouri have added a seventh person to the list of Missourians diagnosed with lung illnesses related to vaping. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the Jefferson County Health Department says a patient between the ages of 15 and 24 was diagnosed September 12th with vaping-associated pulmonary injury. Health officials in the county, which is located south of St. Louis, say there have been 22 reports of vaping-related illness in Missouri, with 7 cases confirmed as of September 20th. The cases come amid an outbreak of similar illnesses across the nation. Kelly Vollmar is the director of the Jefferson County Health Department. She said in a news release that vaping isn't a safe alternative to smoking. She says it's now possible to see the long-term impacts of vaping and the significant risks associated with it. A federal judge today blocked a part of Missouri's newly enacted law banning abortions because the fetus has Down syndrome. KCUR's Dan Margulies reports.
Judge Howard Sachs had previously blocked the state's ban of most pre-viability abortions, but he asked for further evidence of the number of women who would be affected by the Down syndrome prohibition. The Planned Parenthood Clinic in St. Louis, which sued to overturn the law, said the ban would affect a small number of women. That, Sachs ruled, was sufficient to issue an injunction blocking it from taking effect. Last month, Sachs blocked the state's ban of abortions at 8 through 20 weeks of pregnancy. The state has appealed his ruling. I'm Dan Margulies.
The Roots and Blues and Barbecue Festival is returning for its 13th year this weekend at Stevens Lake Park. The Columbia Missourian reports this year's event includes 29 artists with Maren Morris, Jason Isbell, John Prine, and Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals as headliners. The festival is under new leadership this year, and the new owners are hoping to make the event safer and more inclusive. The Columbia Police Department will be at the festival this year for increased security. Sergeant Curtis Perkins says the department will have a table where people can interact with officers and ask questions.
Late in the night, we'll do what we call the Know Your Limit campaign, where we can tell people what their BAC is and equate that to if you feel safe driving or not, and here's where your BAC is, because alcohol is sometimes a deadly drug.
Columbia residents can expect an increase of people around town since the festival averaged about 10,000 people a day last year. I'm Jane Matherglass, KBIA News, Columbia.